A solid end to a wild week on Wall Street, with the broad indexes completing an unlikely round trip to finish flat after a nasty Monday washout. The S&P 500 gained 0.5% on Friday to settle unchanged on the week, finishing a comeback from Monday's 3% tumble, which came on a host of concerns from a soft jobs report the prior Friday, the messy unwind of the so-called yen carry trade, and fears that the Federal Reserve had waited too long to trim interest rates. Yet once the urgent selling from those leveraged cross-currency trades seemed to dissipate, dip buyers gradually waded back into stocks in recent days, encouraged by a reassuring jobless claims report, a generally positive earnings season, and a helpful decline in bond yields. The action was surely constructive, though could hardly be called decisive. The S&P 500 has now recovered less than half its total pullback from the July record highs. Equities remain fully valued, at least, and seasonal patterns remain challenging into September, all raising the stakes for next week's inflation and retail sales reports to either calm or exacerbate investor anxiety about the underlying economy. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.